Did you know that your gut is directly connected to your brain and can contribute to anxiety, stress, and depression, which, by the way, can also impact your sexual health? So here's my secret weapon for gut health, Just Thrive Probiotic. Now listen up. Just Thrive isn't just any ordinary probiotic. It is the only one that survives your stomach acid and reaches your gut 100% alive. All those others, the ones that come in fancy drinks or you gotta refrigerate, nope, that's not even a thing. This is the one. I've noticed significant changes to my overall health. Like, this might be TMI, but I'm way more regular and my skin is glowing. Think of Just Thrive like your personal gut gardener. It maintains the health of your gut by weeding out the bad bacteria that causes all those digestive issues and then replenishes the good, making it a total game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood and sexual health. And if you want to check out my episode with Just Thrive's founder, Tina Anderson, we talk all about how gut bacteria plays a crucial role in your overall happiness, including your sex life. Because a healthy, balanced gut means less stress and more energy. So if you want to check it out, I'm offering a deal for my listeners. You can save 20% off site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code SEXWITHEMILY. That's 20% off on the probiotic that's truly changing lives and making waves in the wellness community. Everyone's talking about it. Don't just take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Go to justthrivehealth.com. Use promo code SEXWITHEMILY for 20% off. Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. One of the reasons you're able to listen to us for free is because of the incredible people at goodvibes.com, the only place you want to go to buy toys. Goodvibes.com carries all the greatest brands and they're the best quality body safe materials. And you could check out the Vibratex. They have the Vibratex Rabbit. Remember the old rabbit from years ago? If you still have one, you should throw it away because the new one is amazing. And they also have the Girls, which is the cutest little clitoral stimulators. And then you can also get the Magic Wand, which is the most powerful vibrator of all times. And they just upgraded it, so you got to check it out. Go to my site, sexwithemily.com, click on the Good Vibrations banner, and see my favorite toys because you know I've tried them all. And use coupon code GVEMILY20 and get a toy. Because it's time. Really? It is. Get lube. Get whatever you want. Improve your sex life. That is sexatemily.com, Good Vibes banner, and use coupon code GVEMILY20. Happy shopping.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily. You got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's got to have her standards. Oh, my.
The women know about shrinkage.
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God. I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
Thanks everyone for listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com where you can check out all of our podcasts, sign up for our mailing list, which you really should sign up for goddamn mailing list because I send really good emails and I'd love to stay in touch with you and I won't spam you or hurt you or anything like that or sell your name. And sign up on iTunes. Also, you know what? I'm here with Menace today.
Hello.
What up, Menace?
Hi.
You made a very good suggestion last time we did shows and you said, people, hey, If you like us, go to iTunes.
Mm-hmm.
Put in a review.
Yeah.
It helps. And a lot of people did.
Oh, they did? Awesome.
Yeah. And so I think we love it. So if you love us and you like the show, go to iTunes and as long as you're there, subscribe and cool. Do a little review.
Because we need to stay ahead of Oprah. Because I know Oprah, she had a podcast in health.
Yeah.
Like health something.
She was some like category. One above us.
Yeah. No, we were above her.
Oh, we were above Oprah.
We were That's above right. Oprah. Yeah, but, you know.
Kicking that bitch's
who,
ass.
Who knows where she is right now. I haven't looked at the iTunes in a while.
I know, but it was really like, because I don't either, but you said that. I was like, oh, that's really nice, because like a few years ago, we like charged for the show. Sorry
about
that.
Yeah, people got pissed.
People got pissed.
And they wrote nasty reviews.
That's why you just got to listen to me read ads and support my sponsors, and I'm not going to charge you for the show. So all is good, good. Today's show, we will be answering your emails, because I love hearing from you at feedback@sexwithemily.com. I read all your emails and I answer them on the show. And some of the topics include someone's got a Kegel question about Kegel exercises for men and for women, bad oral sex experiences, suspicious boyfriend behavior, how to tell if she's really into you, how to give a girl multiple orgasms, so many exciting things.
Always
on the show.
Good stuff.
I know. And also, one thing I have to announce that I'm going to be teaching a workshop in San Diego October 25th.
at Hustler, the Hustler store there. Mm-hmm. It's a sex toy store, which is amazing. If you've been to the one in the Hustler Hollywood here. Well, now I'm teaching in San Diego. I'm doing the same workshop I did, how to blow his slash her mind in bed. And it was a smash success, like 300 people. It was crazy, crazy. So we're doing it in San Diego. Come see me there. Email me feedback@sexwithemily.com to RSVP. Or go to my Sex with Emily page on Facebook. And there's an invite there. You can RSVP.
There's a lot of military guys in San Diego.
Really?
You might hook up with.
I've never been.
You just got to. Oh, you've never been to San Diego?
Like once for 5 minutes years ago.
A lot of people disagree with me, but I always say it's like a mix between Honolulu and San Francisco to me.
San Diego?
San Diego,
I
yeah.
I feel like it's kind of just like people hanging out at the beach, working out, getting tan.
You said you've never been there.
But that's what
but
I picture.
But I've been there multiple times.
Really? Like they had like a sophistication to it, like San Francisco?
San Diego is really cool. I like it a lot. Okay. There's some people that hate it because they're like hipsters that moved there from San Francisco.
Right.
But it is.
Seems like perfect weather.
Yeah, great weather. Cool downtown, super clean.
Yeah.
It's awesome. I love it.
I'm very excited to go and to teach the workshop and to go. I can't even bet.
But watch out for those military guys.
Wait, they live there? That's like their base?
Oh, it's a huge military town. There's a bunch of bases.
Are they walking around in their military uniforms?
Some of them, yeah. See, the thing is with military guys, every friend that I have in the military, they get a...
Tell me, are they dogs?
No, they're not dogs. What happens is they want to get locked down because... If they get married, they can get their own house on the base.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? So they don't. They just don't want to just date some girls because.
Oh, so they want to marry me.
They want to marry you right away because then they can get like a free house and stuff like that.
Oh, I'd be down with that. Would I have to be there every day?
You would have to live on the base.
Because I think it's good to have separate houses. I could just say, yeah, I'll just come out and visit on the weekends. It's only like 2 hours from here.
Yeah. I'll be like 2 hours.
You're right. I wouldn't even drive 30 minutes to see the guy at the beach. But that's true. Okay, I'll look for the military.
So just FYI.
Okay, FYI. And I'm teaching a blowjob class. It was so funny because we were talking about Love Line the other night, and Michael's like, Mike Cathcart was like, so does that mean like people are going to, like, well, people, guys, if they go, they'll get blowjobs? I'm like, pretty good chance that people are going to be riled up and I'm going
to
be teaching.
Want to practice.
Yeah, totally. Like, you might even get a blowjob. I'm not saying everyone's going to get a blowjob. Not for me, unless you're in the military and you have a house. But besides that, like, blowjobs are not for free there. Okay, so Menace, what up with you? Except for your birthday's coming up, which is very exciting.
Yeah, my birthday's coming up on the 28th of October. And I don't know when this podcast is being released. Probably before then, right?
Yeah.
We've got a couple weeks. But the... The thing is, you say, oh, you're getting so old, right? I'm going to be 35 years old.
I can't believe that because I met you. We've been doing the show for almost 10 years, and you were like 25, 26.
Mm-hmm.
And you were just a young – you were sleeping in the radio station. You were living – you didn't have a house. Weren't you like homeless?
Kind of homeless, yeah. But I was like, you know, working my way up
in
radio. I know,
you really did. Look at you. Now you're on a billboard in Los Angeles. I just can't believe you're 30. I always think of you as like 28, 27, you know, like – That's but like a check, man. You're like a full-on adult.
But check this out. So
you're
look,
like a man.
I think that I
happy manhood.
I think I look at least legal age, right? Within the past 2 weeks, I got carded for lottery tickets, right? And then I got carded at the movie theater to see Gone Girl.
Seriously?
Swear to God.
You kind of do look young. You kind of, because you're like, you dress like a, like the hips. I don't even know what it's called with your pants and your things. What are you wearing? I don't know.
I'm wearing Levi jeans.
Your glasses and your baggy pants.
Yeah, I'm not, I don't dress like a hipster, but.
Not hipster. What do you call your thing?
I don't know. I don't have a style.
No, but you're like, I can see
all my
that.
Shirts are from like Banana Republic. And then most of my jeans are from like, they're like Hudson jeans. And then I wear like.
A million pairs of different tennis shoes.
Yeah, I have like a million pairs of different Nikes and Reeboks and my favorite LA gear. But the thing is, like, why the F am I getting carded? I definitely look older than 18 years old.
I mean, I don't. Yeah, that's true. I don't know why. Just the last, you do. Your skin looks good. You look healthy, actually. Did you like lose weight or something? You've been exercising.
I've been exercising. Nothing like extreme.
You have the Fitbit on. We both have it on, which is so funny.
Yeah, I'm not. I'm gradually.
It's hard to get to the 10,000 steps a day.
It is.
Dude, right.
But I'm gradually, like, you know, just going.
You being healthier?
Going to the gym. A little bit healthier, less soda and stuff like that.
Good. Okay.
But I did get some sun. I actually went up to the Bay Area just recently.
Okay.
I took my dad and my sister to the new 49er stadium that's in there.
Okay, right.
So
exciting.
and Candlestick or whatever. Super, it was. No, it's Candlestick's the old one, but the new one is right. In Santa Clara.
Oh,
over
didn't
know
by
that. San Jose, California.
I don't care about San Francisco anymore since we moved.
I know. Yeah. You shouldn't. But the thing is, got a bunch of sun and stuff like that. Which
you look
think
like
that,
you got a little sun in your arm here.
Yeah.
Tan.
You would think that I would get a bunch of sun living here in Los
right,
Angeles.
Right, exactly.
Does not happen.
You have a pool, though.
I have a pool, but check
you don't
this
use
out.
It.
I get up at 3 a.m. I get to work at like 3:45 a.m., get on the radio at 6 a.m., on the radio until 10, and then I'm in the office till 1, and then I go straight home into my apartment.
And what do you do?
And then I sit there, and I just work on the show again for the next day. This happens every single day.
Until
that's
then.
Why
and
I don't
come,
we never hang out, because I work.
And then what time do you go to bed?
I go to bed by 8 o'clock.
Seriously?
Every night. Yeah.
Every night, like you're out, like... 8 o'clock. Never 8:15.
Nope. I have to be in bed by 8 o'clock.
Because how many hours is that? And then you get like
that's
7.
Seven, yeah.
Wow. That's intense. That's like the Howard Stern.
Like not every... Well, I wish I was Howard Stern. But even Howard Stern, he still has a rough time with this.
No,
schedule,
he does. I've been hearing... I've been listening to Howard Stern a bunch, by
oh,
the way.
Oh, good. Yeah. I've been telling you for years.
I know,
to do it,
I know. But now I listen
out.
But I've
is
been for
the world's
last few
best
years.
Interviewer
the best,
ever.
The best interviewer. And I just... I love his show. And not that I hadn't heard it. I used to have it in my car. But now I listen to it like on my phone, my whole thing. And yeah, he's amazing, but he always complains about that. But that's freaking brutal.
Yeah.
But your girlfriend's cool with that?
Yeah, you know, whatever.
But then she probably gets home later, or she's not doesn't want to go to bed at 8.
Yeah, no, she stays up till like midnight and stuff like that while I'm sleeping in bed.
Does she hear you get up? And I mean, she must, but she just gets used to it. Okay.
But the thing is, like, you know,
no
that's,
time for sun.
If we're gonna be in a relationship, that's just how it's gonna be.
Yeah, that's you exactly.
You know,
right?
And then just take it or leave it.
Right.
You know, I've already. Dated girls in the past or like think they're cool with it, and then like their girlfriends that you know they want to go turn up or get drunk on a Tuesday night, and my girlfriend at the time would be like pissed off because
I remember this.
I don't want to go out on a Tuesday night when I have to get up at 3 a.m.
I've
know?
Always admired that about you because you probably are one of the hardest workers I know, and that you I mean you let go on the weekend, you let loose, but
yeah,
like you're very weekend. Regimented with your like work and your schedule, and you never just you know, you never,
I never
mess
go
around.
Off the schedule.
You never go off the schedule.
Yeah. And I might seem like an asshole sometimes, like, oh, come on, man. And I was like, no, I don't care. There's
no,
nothing
but you're so,
out there worth, like...
Right. You want to be on. Yeah, you want to be in. And I've always admired it. You always show up. You never, like, don't... You've never not, like, shown up or blown off or, like, you always... That's just me. Like, I'm nothing. Like, your real jobs, too. It's impressive.
Thank you.
Yeah, really. You're amazing.
Thanks, I try. You're amazing too.
I've known you for so long.
And you've been doing this like all the time now. Like this is your like, you know,
full-time
this is
job.
Your life.
And it wasn't.
You're doing like crazy amount of podcasts. We'd always do podcasts together, but now you have all these other ones where you're cheating on me.
I'm sorry.
And then, no,
I know,
of
Anderson
course.
Thinks that, Anderson thinks I'm cheating on him too now when I'm with you. He gets it. He's just kidding. But yeah,
I'm
I
like
do.
Your old lover.
I know
and
you
now
are.
You got a new lover.
I know. But
no, Anderson's really cool.
He's awesome. Do you know him? Have you met him?
Well, I've known Anderson.
We should all do a show. You guys could just trash on me the whole. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh,
it'd
be
like
amazing.
That.
No, Anderson, know. Like, you know, because I know you don't pay attention to any of this kind of stuff, but I don't know Anderson like super personally, but I've met him a few times, but I've known of him for years because such being a fan of Loveline, you know, and Loveline that you're part of the Loveline
family. Right,
I'm
on every Thursday night.
And, you know, so a lot of people know who Anderson is, you know, so.
Yeah, that's true. I guess because they always bring, you're right. And have you always, though, did you always listen to Loveline?
I always
listen
to Loveline, yeah.
Like when you were a kid?
Not when I was a kid, but
I mean,
you
know,
I worked
at Live 105.
I worked at Live 105 in San Francisco, which is a Loveline affiliate. And then, so I would, you know,
listen.
I never worked a board for them or anything like that. But I would definitely listen to the show all the time. You know, Dr. Drew and then Adam, you know, when
and
Adam
Carolla.
Carolla was on there all the time, they would be on television constantly together.
Right.
And like, you know, when I was really into watching MTV, they would have shows on MTV.
I remember that, yeah.
I just saw Drew the other day. He was interviewing all the teen moms, and I loved it.
Oh, you love the teen mom show.
Oh, my God.
Oh, dude, I met Farrah Abraham. She's got
a
whole
bunch.
Yeah, I just met her at a show this year, and she's actually going to be at the Hustler Store Hollywood the Friday night, October 24th.
Oh, really?
Which I'm going to be in San Diego on the 25th, so if you want to go see her. She has a whole new sex toy line. It's like her butt and her whatever.
Crazy. There's this one teen mom that I'm so upset with. I got to tell Drew. It's because there's this one that's like, I don't know. She's like doing cosmetology or something like that. And she has like auburn hair. And
I don't know.
Anyways, her baby's daddy like this guy, you know what? I don't know him personally, so I don't want to call him a douchebag. But, you know, on television, he comes off as a douchebag, right?
Right, which so, happens.
But he just has a lot of issues in his life. He's, like, getting DUIs and all this stuff. And the thing is, this teen mom is always talking a bunch of crap about him, but yet she's still hooking up with him.
Right.
You know, and that happens all the time. When I, you know, you see a group of girls, and if you get into that group and you talk to them, and you see a girl, like, talking a bunch-ish about a guy.
Right.
That's the guy either she wants to sleep with or she's sleeping with on the DL.
Yeah. You know? The one that she's, but you think that women are just always unhappy and complaining to their friends, but at the end of the day, they're going to stay with the guy? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. But it's they just so talk funny. About the bad when they get together?
Yeah. And I'm just like,
how does he stay with? Then he watches the show and he's like, oh, so you think I'm an asshole or whatever she says about him?
Yeah. I mean, when he just did this reunion special with
Drew. He was filming it a few weeks ago. Yeah.
Yeah. And
I thought he watched this. Yeah.
Yeah. He got on the show and he's like, you know, I know I come off and like everyone, it sucks because, you know, he gets, you know, social media, like people can message you and tell you that you're a douchebag, you know? And, but it don't be like, that's why I messed up with the chick. I'm like, dude, don't be talking all this ish about him and how he's like a bad father. And then still hook up with them.
Exactly.
You know?
And stay, is she with them or is she just hooking up with them?
She's just hooking up with them.
Right. Well, I mean, sometimes that's hard. We get attached
to someone.
I'm trying
to find the name of her. Yeah, it's like on Teen Mom too.
Check it. I don't even know. I've seen it maybe once. Oh, no. Didn't it used to be called 16 and Pregnant?
There's 16 and Pregnant,
that's
and then
different?
There's Teen Mom.
Okay. Because
yeah.
I did see 16 and Pregnant before. I one day watched a marathon for some reason. Like, I binged on it when I was with a friend in a hotel room.
Nice.
One more thing I have to mention, though, also, is that I'm going to be giving the keynote, and I'm the spokesperson for the Sexual Health Expo, which is in Los Angeles, in Hollywood, and it's going to be awesome. It's January 17th and 18th. And go to sexualhealthexpo.com. It's the first, like, consumer show, like, men, women, couples can come. They've got the top sex educators in the country speaking to people, and you can take workshops, and there's like all the toys they talk about are going to be there, and it's going to be an awesome 2 days, and I'm going to be giving away free tickets. So people should email me feedback@sexwithemily.com why you want to go, and it's super going to be fun and swanky, and you should comment us.
Awesome.
I know.
Oh, I found the Teen Mom.
Okay, what's her name?
Talking about. Her name's Chelsea. So Chelsea, if you watch the show, it's like, and the thing sucks is I really like, I like Chelsea the most.
But you don't like her decisions.
I don't like her, like, dude, don't talk all the smack if you're still going to hook up with
her. But women do that all. Guys do
that
too. Guys do that too. Guys are like, I hate her. I'm not into her. And then you see he's hooking up with her. Because it's easy. It's a low-hanging fruit. It's hard to get out of relationships when you have a baby together and used to having sex. It's hard to break up.
Yeah.
It's like a really, like, it's like a discipline. It's like quitting a drug.
Yeah.
When you're trying to get away from someone that you're in a long-term relationship and you have a kid.
Yeah.
But did they like?
I feel bad because Chelsea's parents also they're like going.
I love that you're
they go through
menace.
All
poor
the
Chelsea.
They go through all the drama too, you know. And then you're like, they're dealing with all the drama, and then you find out that your daughter's still hooking up with the guy that you dislike, you know?
Right.
And like, what do you do in that situation?
I don't know.
I would
mean,
be so pissed.
How old is she?
Huh?
How old is she?
I'm sure she's like in her 20s.
22. I mean, seriously, people think they're so in love and they're 20. Like, it's just not that you aren't in love. And in fact, like, you really are in love. But people change and they're not always emotionally mature enough to like handle it. But we get addicted to the sex or attached to the comfort. And you always think, do you remember like when you break up with someone in your 20s, even your 30s, I guess, and wherever in life, you always think, I'm never going to find someone else. What if this person was right? Whatever. Like, you know what? Guess what? Most time, if you think you want to break up with them, you probably should. And there will be someone else that you will find that is a better suitor. So did you do that with yourself? Like, what if I made a mistake after you break up with someone? Or were you not really in relationships until now?
No. No, well, I was like, oh, I probably broke up with them for a good reason.
Right, that's
know?
The thing. It's like I've never regretted.
Yeah.
Like you have like
at
those
the time,
weeks,
at the time, yeah.
At the time, you go through in your head.
Like, oh, man, should I really have done that?
Right,
you know?
And you tend to put it on a pedestal, the whole relationship, and you glorify it. Unless it was like really abusive and awful. But typically, like, if we
you
go
think
back,
of all the
like,
good
oh,
things,
yeah, like, even on, like, a Facebook now, like, I'm friends with all my exes, and it's like, oh, wow, he's having a really good time right now. Like, they're out biking. He never biked and hiked with me, probably because I was like, if you want to hang out, bring over your laptop, because I'm working tonight. I was really fun.
All right,
there's
three things I don't want to talk to you. We'll go through real quick. We're talking about exes. It was funny. We had a topic on our morning show about getting invited to weddings of exes.
Oh, right.
And because I get invited to weddings all the time.
Yeah, you're in that
exes,
age.
Right?
Yeah.
And it's is crazy, and I don't go out of respect for the guy that I don't even know.
Right, like I boned your wife. Hi.
Yeah, hi. I'm like hanging out at your wedding. Yeah. It's like, it's crazy, but so we had this conventional on the radio, and girls were just like saying, oh, yeah, you know, I had like five guys I hooked up with at my wedding and all this crazy stuff. And then we had, this was the ultimate call. We had a call from a girl who said that, oh, I dated this guy like in the past. He's like been a really good friend of mine my entire life. We hooked up and, you know, we've had sex numerous times, but then we broke it off. And then I found my husband. We got married. We had a kid. And now my friend is the godfather of the kid.
Yeah, I can see that.
And the dad of the kid does not know about anything.
Oh, like, that's not good. Yeah, that's be transparent that they dated. Yeah, that's no. I know couples who are like godparents to their ex's kids. That's not weird. But you know me. I'm friends with all my exes. And I travel with them. And
but the guy does not
that's
know.
That's bad. That's dishonest. See, I think that the guy, if he's cool that you guys used to sleep together and you're friends, I think men and women can be friends after they break up. Yeah. Absolutely. If you find somebody, they can.
Well, you too. You go like on vacations together.
I went to Mexico.
Current boyfriends. You go
and
my ex. You do this like weird orgy cabin stuff. I don't know.
Yeah, we used to go to the cabin. There was no orgies. I wish there were orgies. But no, my ex, we used to always go to the cabin. We went to Mexico that year with the now they're both exes. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's cool. We can hang like that. I don't think you move out. Because the thing is, if you're with somebody and you bond with them, and the first ex that I was with, who managed the whole trip thing, it's like we were really, really close. Like we really loved each other in the time that we were together. We weren't best friends right away right after we broke up. It was hard. Mm-hmm. But then usually if you're with someone, like there is a friendship there and you care about each other. And we had the same group of friends. So we just, you know, we had dated 8 years earlier. It wasn't like we were still sleeping together, although we did kind of sleep together a few years after we broke up. But then he's fine with my new guy. You know, I don't know. You just have to be comfortable with yourself. What's the second thing?
I guess. And okay, the third thing is there's a movie everyone needs to go see is Gone Girl. It's so good. Don't give away the ending if you know the ending.
I'm dying to see it.
But people, and don't be that person if you see it, give away the ending. Like,
it's amazing.
Immediately, if you haven't heard about the ending, because I think if you do hear about it, it might ruin it for you.
Okay, don't.
But immediately go see the movie, like, right now after you hear the podcast.
Because, but why?
It's just so good.
Part of it? Like, is it,
I don't know.
Suspense?
Well, it's about
romance,
you know, being married for a long time and, like, not being interested in the marriage. That's the part that I can give you.
That is a good one.
So if you're like,
is it hopeful?
I don't know.
No, I kind of know the story. Yeah, okay. Don't tell me anything.
I'm not going to tell you
anything. But I'm going to go see it. What are the movies?
And the third thing is, so I heard some, I don't know if you talked about this in past podcasts, but didn't Hitachi like sell off
the magic wand? Yeah, it's no longer Hitachi magic wand, just magic wand.
Are they like making it still?
No.
They're not making it. So another manufacturer is making it.
Yes.
It was just in the news recently with some porn star who got burnt.
She got burnt using the old Hitachi, right?
Oh,
exactly.
The old one?
Yeah.
Or the new
it was
one?
A Hitachi. It was an old one. It was the old
version.
Yes.
Throwback.
It was a Hitachi. Well, because they said it was a Hitachi. Yeah. That's why you should get the new one, because it's actually lighter weight and it doesn't whatever, but her vagina, sparks.
It's crazy,
she was
right?
probably pushing it. How does that happen?
Yeah.
Like, honestly, like that's bad for Hitachi for the old magic wands, which is why if you have one and it could be malfunctioning.
You got to get on that new one.
Yeah, it's been a new one. Right now, if you go to goodvibes.com, coupon code GVEMILY20, get a new one. And they're lighter
because
weight.
You say like that one and then the rabbit are just like up there, right?
Yeah.
And like the most popular.
But I wonder what else she was doing. Like how long was it on for? I don't know. Like 3 hours was she, you know? Who knows? But you're right. I did see that.
It's
and that
crazy.
Was the Hitachi magic wand. And that is no longer Hitachi. They separated. They're just making TVs now, I guess.
So is there any like sex and technology stuff that you've been hearing about?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, there's so many like dating apps right now. Right now there's HealthVana, which is a new app that shares your sexual history, which I think I came up with this before.
Yeah.
That if you're dating and things are going great, and then comes that awkward moment when your partner casually inquires, hey, so do you have any like STDs or anything? You know, the conversation? So next time that happens, you can verbally relay your sexual history. You can whip out your smartphone, call up HealthVana, and a free app that retrieves your test directly from the labs, sends to your smartphone. Users can also forward results to new doctors and to partners, download the same app. It was developed with the AIDS Healthcare Foundation.
Cool.
Sends chlamydia, HIV, syphilis, gonorrhea results. Kind of can be a buzzkill, though. If you're like, oh, wait, here, oops, I got gonorrhea. We're not getting on tonight. But that's cool technology. I mean, because, and use condoms, people, all the time. I swear to God, no one uses condoms. I was talking to a guy friend about that. I'm like, do you use condoms? No. He's like, no one. I'm like, I know. I feel like people just don't, they think that they're safe. They forgot that you can get diseases, and I get it's not fun or sexy, but like, go buy them, have them next to your bed. And also, a lot of guys haven't found the condoms that work for them, because like, every condom fits differently, right? Mm-hmm. I don't not have a penis. But there are some that you found, right, that's your jam. Yeah. Like thinner or bigger or whatever. Mm-hmm. There's some that have like Her Pleasure. They have lube in them. Lifestyles makes some great condoms right now. They just sent me like a huge box. I couldn't believe the variety. So shop around a little and find ones that work, but wear goddamn condoms. What conversations, what else were you thinking? Oh, there's a new friggin' Tinder app that's actually for sex called Mixer. So Tinder is the online dating app that copied Grindr, which is the gay app. But everyone says Tinder is a dating, a hookup app.
And it's funny because, all right, that's good because remember years ago when Grindr was really like...
Yes, hot.
Which it still is really hot, but it was the only thing out there. And we would always joke like, oh, this would never work for the single person because
straight people.
For straight people, because it's like it'll be a billion single guys on there and two girls, right? But I think like Tinder has gradually
primed people for the
straight hookup app. Yeah. Because Tinder was just like Grindr, but it was like disguised as just like dating. And now people are just opening up to like, all right, just a straight
Mixer's hookup. Like hookup. Tinder's like maybe hookup, whatever. But Mixer is somewhat different. It knows exactly, you know exactly what you're getting, and it finds people in your proximity geographically, and you put in like your age and all that stuff for what you're looking for, and you can hook up with them.
Wow.
Which is so overrated anyway, because you know what? There's another study that came out, I was reading, like women, I mean, this has been around for a long time, but like sex is just not as satisfying just during a hookup. It's fun, the anticipation, but women don't have orgasms. They fake them. Most women have an orgasm the first time together are faking it.
Really?
And not that it's all about the orgasm. It's actually the best part of sex, I think, for a lot of women is the anticipation and the buildup and the chase and the excitement that comes. But I don't know. I just think that people are just having a lot of I don't know. What am I getting like so jaded? But I just feel like it's better just to get to know someone. And
wow. Who are you?
I don't know. I just feel like, that awkwardness and the faking. And like, I mean, not that I fake it. I just didn't have one and you didn't care because we were just hooking up and you pounded away. And like the whole thing. It's just not safe.
You're changing before my eyes. Finally.
No. I've never been really into like just hooking up. Have I?
No. It just came off that way because you were like never really fully into anybody that you were dating.
Well, I'm still never into anyone I'm dating. Yeah. And I just wouldn't hook up with someone in the night that I meet.
Yeah, but it just comes off that way. You're like, oh, I'm just hooking up with this guy. I don't really care.
Right. And now I just don't hook up with people I don't care with anymore. Now I don't do anything.
Now you're totally celibate, it seems.
I'm not celibate. But do you remember my manatorium that I ran like a few years ago? It was like a moratorium on men. And I did it for like 6 months. I had no sex, which because I was actually having too much sex.
Too much sex, yeah.
Too many partners with people I didn't like and I wasn't that into. And I actually did it. I was remember like people were like, can I have a womanatorium, a manatorium? And I actually toyed with it again. Because I found myself getting in the same situation where I was like dating people that I wasn't, which is obviously my pattern that into. And I just thought, what if I just cleared the whole man thing out and just, you know, worked on myself and But then now I have a hot date like next week. So I kind of gave it up. But that was fun. Good times. Okay. We can get into some emails.
All right.
So thanks everyone for emailing me. feedback@sexwithemily.com. As you know, I love hearing from you. Here's one about Kegels for men. Kegel exercises for men. Hi, Emily. Thank you for your app and your work. I have an app called Kegel Camp. My question is, when doing Kegels, is it better to be doing it with an erection? Is one more beneficial than the other? Thank you, Matthew. No, you're not supposed to do it with an erection, actually. It's better to do it without one, but you might get one while you're doing them. The important thing for Kegel exercises is, and if you don't know what they are, because I'm always surprised, not surprised, but a lot of people don't know what they are, that men and women can do them. 5 minutes a day, it's your pee stopping muscles, so you stop and start the flow of urine. And for 5 minutes a day, you can learn to last longer in bed, have stronger orgasms for men and for women, stronger orgasms. And so my app has 20 levels, and it reminds you, the thing about it is like doctors tell all men to do it for like prostate health, But no one remembers, even though it's so easy to sit at a traffic light. So my app pops up, reminds you, time for Geico Camp. And then my voice walks you through it.
Yeah.
5 minutes a day, and there's 20 levels. And people get to these levels. Like, they get to level 20. Like, they've... The couples have, like, races, and they send me their screen grabs and stuff.
Wow.
Yeah, because when it first came out, it only had 10 levels, but now it's 20. So anyway, Kegel Camp, you'll have better sex. But no, Matthew, I would say it's better to do it without interaction, and because then you'll just be jacking off, and you won't finish the five-minute thing.
You'll just be excited.
Exactly. Just get all hot and bothered. So the next thing is how to get over a bad oral sex experience. But before that, a word from our sponsor. You can think about that. This is actually a man writing in who had a bad oral sex experience.
Okay.
And you might be able to relate to that. But first, a word from our amazing sponsors. Okay, so thanks everyone for listening to the show. And I love being able to help you have the sex and relationships you want. So I only talk about things that I think are going to improve your sex life. Like the Fleshlight is the number one sex toy for men for a reason. First of all, it actually simulates the feeling of having real sex. And women, we have hundreds of sex toys we can choose from. So many, right, Menace? And you're like, oh, every guy's like, oh, I got my hand. What's the problem? But this feels like they can see, mix it up.
Yeah.
What if you don't have a partner?
They don't sell so many Fleshlights because they suck.
No, you know? They're amazing. And it's so funny because when I first started working from, like, a lot of them, you know, you can get them, like, shaped like porn stars if you're a porn star. But it's like, I'm like, people don't necessarily want that. They might just want one because it feels freaking good. And even Madison, who's sitting here, my assistant, she gave one to her boyfriend who's 24. And she's psyched because she's like, you know what? If I don't have sex, just go have sex with the Fleshlight. And he loves it. So all the people I've given it to, and Madison actually wrote a great blog about it on our website, which is hilarious, sexonme.com, that, like, it's just, it's cool. Like, your wife or your partner has toys. This is just a little something, and you can get the stamina training unit, which helps you last longer. And every guy I've given it to is, no one's ever said, I hated that, and I'm never using it again. They actually live for it, to be honest. Mm-hmm. It's not going to replace your partner, but it feels really good. And if you don't have a partner, you should try it. Plus, they just told me that they're now giving away all my listeners, Fleshlight.com. Use coupon code Emily, and you get a free bottle of their award-winning Flesh Lube, which is awesome, because I always think everyone needs, like, a little lube, makes everything better. So try that. Go to Fleshlight.com, use coupon code Emily, and get a bottle of their Flesh Lube.
Sweet.
I know. And then also, more things about your penis, Promescent. 1 in 3 men suffers from premature ejaculation, but you don't have to now with Promescent, the only FDA-approved treatment for premature ejaculation, even if you just want to last longer. Like, even if you're, like, not a minute man, but you're, like, a 4-minute man, because there is an orgasm gap, and women take, you know, a little bit longer to orgasm sometimes. You can try Promescent. It's a quickly absorbing delay spray you put on your penis. There's no side effects, and you last longer in bed, and you don't have to, like, think about baseball or whatever. What do you think about when you don't want to orgasm?
Oh, just anything but sex?
Right, like what? Like my friend said, thinks about, like, dead rats in a trash can.
Dead rats in a trash can?
Which is kind of great. I think I would just be, like, completely grossed out.
Once I start trying not to think about it, that's when, you know.
Right. Well, a lot of guys, you know, they think about, but whatever. This way you don't have to worry about
just
it.
Just slow down, man.
Yeah, you know? Exactly. And Promescent will help you, so you don't have to worry about it. So go to Promescent.com. Check it out. Okay. Cool. Now we're going to talk about oral sex.
All right.
Which is my favorite subject. Always. We're going to help a guy here. Dear Emily, I have a question that requires a bit of explanation. The first and last time I tried oral on a woman, I was 17. She apparently did not have a good genital hygiene. The smell was horrible. But being 17 and a trooper, I did it anyways. I gagged, I lost my erection, and both of us left the encounter embarrassed and unsatisfied. Ever since then, every time I get close to a vagina, I have a flashback to that smell and gag. How do I get over this?
Ooh.
From Tom.
Hypnotist.
Oh, God. I mean, that's sort of post-traumatic vagina disorder, like in post-traumatic stress. Like, it's sort of, that's like a really bad experience. And I could see, he doesn't say how old he is now and how long it's been going on. But I feel like you could also take a shower together, like, beforehand.
Yeah.
You could try to, I mean, because this is going to
do the deal. Do it in the shower, yeah.
Try to just be like, let's clean up. Like, that's not all women, but guys have experiences like this, right? And you get through them.
Yeah.
But this sounds pretty traumatic, like gagging.
That's what I'm saying. He got to go to the hypnotist.
He's got to go.
He got
to go hypnotist. Or, yeah, I mean, it could be, you could talk to a therapist. You could do some EMDR training to get over this.
I don't know about therapists. That's a bit much.
No, but there's, like, I don't know. He could really, I think that, like, every vagina is different, first of all, and they're not all going to have that odor to it, yeah. which some do, some don't. And I actually did a show on this that we were talking about, like, hygiene and women, and that I didn't even know till I got a little older. Like, before you have sex with someone, you should just go in. You know you're going to fool around. Go in the bathroom and, like, wipe down. Like, you don't have, like, toilet yeah. paper. We talked about, actually, Madison brought this up, who's my toilet paper crumbs. Has that ever happened to you in a woman's vagina where she had, like...
Toilet paper crumbs?
Yeah.
No.
No one's ever... You've never had, like, things in there, like she left toilet paper or whatever?
No.
Okay, so this can happen. And so just take some water, use the hand towel, whatever it is, and just wipe down. And guys should do it, too.
All right. So yeah, things can happen. Definitely, guys. You have something for the down
but
under...
But what... Down under comfort, EmilyandTony.com. If you use it, it's like deodorant for your balls. You can use it between
awesome.
Your legs.
It smells
you can
good.
Use that in your lower back. Do you need some more?
I do. Well, you say that to me every single time.
I have some in my trunk.
Never
go
give
down.
It to me.
I have some in my trunk. Yep.
My balls are always smelling.
I know. See?
It's hot here in Los
guys,
Angeles.
Guys, it's always hot, which I love. But guys, they don't realize that they think they showered in the morning, whatever. So Down Under Comfort is – do you know that Men's Health voted Down Under Comfort the number one product that you didn't know that you needed until you tried it?
Wow, that's awesome.
EmilyandTony.com. Use coupon code Emily. So anyway, Tom, here's the deal. Not every vagina is going to be like this. I'm really sorry you had this problem, but I think that if you take a sexy shower, which is great, you can like give her a massage, and like then you'll know that like at least she's fresh and clean at the beginning. And then you'll start to see that all vaginas are not like that. They're not. We're all going to have bad penises. We're all going to have bad experiences, but you got to move through it. And maybe he could use some hypnosis if it's really that severe, which I don't know that hypnosis has ever – have they ever cured you of anything?
Hypnosis? No. Well, I've never been hypnotized. Like,
but people like quit smoking and stuff. I mean, I think it's part of mine.
They did it like when I was part of a morning show, like I don't know, like 13 years ago. They brought in a hypnotist and they're trying to hypnotize me, but I bit my tongue because I didn't want to get hypnotized.
Why?
Because I didn't know what they were gonna want me.
Oh, like, you could have like, embarrassed yourself.
I could have like said crazy stuff, you know, that right. I didn't want to say.
Right? No, that happens for real. But some people it works. Okay, so this another email. Suspicious boyfriend behavior, which there's a lot of that going around lately. And girlfriend behavior. Because we're all online. We're all doing things.
You guys are the most effing scandalous people on the planet.
I know. We never get caught. I used to be a really good cheater.
Never cop to anything, and you can justify anything. You know?
Guys do the same thing.
No, guys are too effing stupid.
Guys are stupid. They don't clear their browsers. They leave their Facebook page open.
They don't know how to justify things like you. Like
we're so good at it. We're like, oh no, what do you mean?
We were talking before.
We are better cheaters.
We were talking before about, you know, these phone calls that we're getting, you know, about, you know, sexual confessionals, something that we did on this morning show that I'm part of in LA.
Right.
And
you did sexual confessionals without me on the morning show.
I know,
okay.
Right?
It's called The Woody Show if you want to listen to the podcast or if you're in LA. Go ahead.
And the thing was, this girl called in and she said, oh, you know, there's this guy that I dated before, my boyfriend, who I love, who I've been with like 2 years, and I ran into him and I kissed him, and we made out. Right? She's like, all we did was make out, and she went to her current boyfriend and said, "Hey, this happened," which is whatever. What everyone says what to do. And she was saying, "Oh yeah, you know, it's because I just felt like I never had closure with the other guy."
That was you know, closure. Okay.
I was like, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Closure, that's opening up a whole can of worms.
I was like,
there.
Really? Closure.
Come on, dude.
You know?
Right.
That's again, that's like women justifying, right? She said, oh, yeah. And then so, like, a couple months later, I ran into the guy again. And then we hooked up again. But I didn't tell him this time. Like,
that's so.
See, you get, she's like, and going on.
She's on the radio? Is like, her boyfriend listening?
Yeah, who knows?
Right.
But she's like, again, going on. Like justifying it,
right?
Right.
Saying, well, I don't think it's a big deal.
Yeah,
because
she's like,
I've already been with him
I
in
just
the past.
No, she's like, I just didn't have closure with this one guy. You know?
Well, you guys like you're insane now.
Yeah,
you
totally
say?
Said that
right.
You're insane. But the thing
but
is,
guys
like,
do this too.
Yeah, but guys don't justify it like you guys can.
Guys just block it out and they
compartmentalize. No, you like you make it like so you don't feel bad about it.
Yeah, I kind of block it. But I'm like a dude. But guys don't feel bad either. They just can they think it's sex. Sex is sex.
Yeah, yeah. See, that's what I'm saying. But you're like trying to say
women
that it's
justify
the same thing.
Because they're more emotionally whatever. But I was able to just when I cheated in the past, I'm a reformed
you're
cheater.
Just like, yeah, whatever.
What?
No,
and
that's
I just blocked
it. Yeah, yeah.
I was really good at blocking, I guess, and I didn't think that it really mattered.
Yeah.
No, it did. But it was never, what I did was a cheater. Mm-hmm. And now that's why I just don't commit as much unless I'm really ready. But when it was, it was that I wouldn't necessarily, it was never in the country or mm-hmm. in the state. It was when I was traveling, and it was never like ongoing, like an ongoing affair with someone.
Yeah.
So that's my justification. Right. Oh my God, here I go. Anyway, let's hear from this one. So Emily, I hope you're well. I recently came across your podcast, and I have to tell you, I absolutely love your shows. I've been ranting and raving about you to anyone I come in contact with. But I have a question that I would love to get your view on. I've been seeing my boyfriend for the past 2 years and only recently did the deed after I brought up the question why we haven't done it yet. First, I felt that he wasn't just into doing it, but after snooping, I found a girl sending him half-naked pictures, found condoms in his car that at random would change color. Basically, 1 week it would be one color and another different.
Yeah.
So that means there were several, I guess. I've discussed this with him, but was given a lame story as these belonged to his friend, and he told me that he would put a stop to the girl flirting and sending pictures. Should I be worried, or am I just reading too much into his lack of interest? I can understand after waiting 6 months to have sex is a show of respect, but 2 years? Isn't that suspicious? How should I handle this? Would love to hear from you. Warm regards, Ashley.
You're together for like 2 years?
Okay, Ashley. Did she say how old she is?
I wonder if it's like
Ashley, what? No, I wonder if it's like a long distance. No, she's not 2 years. This is just like, I'm just confused by, I mean, there's naked girls.
Yeah.
There's photos. So and they haven't had sex, and there's condoms in his car.
Yeah.
Like, it's probably like not even like an SUV. It's like just like in the car. Like, seriously, because I'm seeing like if it's a truck, his friends are all, I don't even know why that makes a difference.
What's crazy is he might like having sex with somebody else, but he likes being in a relationship with you. That might be going
on. But they've never even had sex. Like, I know this to me is like
awkward.
I don't even know where to start with this. But I mean, you've got to bring it up to him, of course. And that it's actually disrespectful for him to getting pictures from other women.
Sometimes.
And have you asked him, you know, why? Like, why has he waited so, like, 2 years just seemed, I mean, 6 months. Yeah. I mean, I know people have done that, but 2 years is just like, it's like your roommates, your friends, your.
Yeah.
How does a guy go to, I would be thinking like, if I really looked at he's gay, but she's finding condoms, either he's gay and those really are, or he's having sex with men.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Or he's just cheating. Like, what, you're a man. Why would a guy do this? Do you think he's gay and he doesn't want to come out and he's having sex with men? Ashley, you should use protection. There's something going on here.
Yeah.
If you do have sex with him eventually, but 2 years.
Yeah, definitely. Like, you're wasting your time. You need to talk to this person and find out what's going on.
And she doesn't even say what she really likes about him. I mean, honestly, I would be very suspicious of all these things.
Yeah.
And I don't, maybe you're a little bit younger, Ashley, and I would just like try to get some answers and move on. Set a deadline to this. And I hate to say just break up. I don't know. There's two sides to every story.
Have a conversation.
Have a conversation. Not a heated conversation. Tell them how it makes you feel when you find the photos and how it makes you feel when you find the condoms and that you haven't had sex. You need to have the sex conversation in 2 years. Get some answers. Mm-hmm. And then talk to some of your rational, smart people in your life that you trust, that you know.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not even a girlfriend, because you always say girlfriends, they give you advice, you don't listen. But really, I think this is a situation that you have to make a decision to go either way really soon. People just stay in relationships way too long, then they're unhappy. And I try to give them advice, and they're not ready. They ask me.
You only get one life.
It's true.
Don't
Ashley,
waste
you
time.
Are in one life, and you should be having sex and having really good sex with someone who cherishes you and loves you and respects you. And even like the naked girl, and I know you're saying that's not a big deal, like to get naked photos from another. But if you're
dating
someone,
sometimes you get
someone,
them like unsolicited.
Yeah, dude, you know? I get. Yeah, I know you do, but
these hoes out there.
But if you
and
see
dudes
him,
sending wiener pics to
they're
chicks,
they're flirting and stuff. I'm sure it's like a flirting thing that she saw in the text. But we all just not only do we justify why we cheat, you're saying women, but you justify someone's behavior that you're dating because you don't want to look at the truth.
Yeah.
The truth. You got to look at the truth.
Totally agree.
Okay. So, another one. How to tell if she's interested. Dear Emily, how do you know if a girl is talking to you because you are a good conversationalist, or because she wants to hook up? Thanks, Jonathan.
This is the ultimate question we've been talking about for years because
guys are
so effing dumb. Like, we do not pick up on signs at all.
Nope.
At all. We do not know if a girl's interested in us unless they tell us to our face.
Exactly.
Or like tell their friend.
Or grab you and kiss you or something.
You know?
So, yeah, it's true.
It sucks because I wish I would have known like a bunch of times.
I know. You could have gotten laid so many more times.
Yeah,
like women come up to you later. Like, I had the biggest crush on you in high school or college. You're like, really?
Serious?
Why didn't you tell me? I get it. I get it. I
hate it.
Okay, so Jonathan, the thing is, you don't know maybe for sure. But if she's talking to you for a long time and you're a good conversationalist, I mean, she might not have even decided yet. She might just think he's a good, but, you know, I think it's a pretty good chance if she's sitting talking to you, it's probably because she's interested.
And here's another
thing. And let her know you want to avoid the friend zone. So how long are you talking to her? If you're interested in her as well, then make a plan with her. Say, hey, Saturday night, what do you let's go out. Let's go here. Or, like, try to kiss her. I mean, see, how long has she been, like, has this been going weeks and weeks and you're just, she's just dumping her whole life on you? And maybe she's just looking at you at the friend zone. But if it's, if a lot of girls are coming up and chatting with you for, you know, they're probably interested. And if you're interested in them, that's the important thing, because then you should just make the move. Let it be known.
We've talked about this for years on
the
show.
We're like a married couple. We could, like, finish
right?
in a sentence.
I know, right? It's just like, look, if she's not into you and you're into her, then good. You already figured it out. If you you make a move and she's not into it, guess what? No, you're not going to die.
You're not going like, to die.
Nothing physically,
she's not going
to
kill you.
Nothing physically is going to happen to you. Maybe, yeah, you might be depressed for a second. You're like, oh, I really like this girl. She's not into me. But good. You didn't waste any time. Again, you only have one life.
Exactly.
I've been that person where I don't know if she likes me or not, and then I don't make a move, and then I wasted all this time,
right?
You know? And I could have just moved on to the next person and would have been happy, you know?
Exactly. So I believe that this is a great takeaway from all of this, that people got to start taking responsibility for their own lives. And seriously, Jonathan, if you're interested in them as a man, like, you might get rejected, but it gets easier.
Yeah.
And it's practice. And you just, if you're interested in her, be like, let it known. Like, you know, touch her, not in a gropey way, but like, there's certain things you could do to let her know that you're interested and to avoid the friend zone and let her know right away. Like, hey, let's Saturday night, you're coming with me. You know, we're going out.
And women love confident men too, anyways, you know?
Yes.
If you don't have confidence, just fake it. Who cares?
You got to fake it till you make it, because it's true. The more that you practice talking, so for guys listening, the more that you, it's a muscle. Mm-hmm. It really is like the dating muscle, the talking to women or men muscle. Like, you got to practice.
Yeah.
So whenever you're out, like, just start talking to women wherever you go. Men, say hi. Like, practice those skills, and then it won't seem as uncomfortable.
You might be like walking by and you'll see this girl with this guy and you're like, how is that guy with that girl? And I'll guarantee you, most of the time it's because he had the guts and the confidence to go ask her out when other people didn't.
It's so true. And a guy's like, oh, he probably is really rich or...
No, he's just confident.
It's confidence. And and I have to say that I didn't even know as much about this until I started doing the show, is that the guys that I've essentially dated in my life, most of them, are the ones who had the balls to, like, ask me out or to start talking to me or hit on me in a confident way.
Yeah.
But there was all these really nice guys, like a lot of our listeners, sitting in the corner probably that might have wanted to date me that I would never have known because I didn't go up to them. And they were really nice guys who didn't know how to talk to women. Because I know all these men that are amazing and have just this one thing. And what I'm saying is, it is a skill set. And you can learn it. And you can get comfortable with
it. So don't worry about women's sign and stuff like that. Like,
exactly. That's our takeaway.
Just
don't worry
for
about
it if you want it, you know?
Exactly. And she's not going to I've had guy friends try to kiss me and I've said no, but I didn't get, like, mad or whatever. It's all fine. It's all good. Nothing to lose. Okay. How to give a girl multiple orgasms. I love men who care about female pleasure. Emily, could you advise, please, the best way to get a woman to orgasm? Or better still, multi-orgasm. And would you recommend this for the best sexual position to achieve this? Thank you, Emily. Kind regards, Ron.
It's called the YSL purse. You just, like, hand it over and then they
instantly orgasm. It's so amazing. It's crazy. Yeah, it's magic. True. You got to go shopping. Gucci.
It is a little bit costly. But
it might run you $2,000.
Some Christian Louboutins. Some Versace.
I know. I still haven't dated that guy yet.
The Louboutin guy?
Just any guy who's like, guys to buy me really, really, they're really nice things. It'd be awesome. Maybe I had more orgasms. No, really, Ron. Every woman is different. They all orgasm differently. And the most important thing is that you need to communicate with them how they orgasm. So if you're with a woman, like, a lot of women can orgasm, you know, on top or on the bottom. But most women need their clitoris stimulated first. Before they can even, you know, that's how they have an orgasm. A lot of women just have clitoral orgasms. And then other women can have, like, multiples by their G-spot. So when they're actually having sex and their clitoris G-spot during sex, like, they could mix it all up. But you're not going to be able to figure out without talking to the person about how she orgasms or trying to figure it out. She might already know how to move. And so if she's never not even orgasming at all, she might not have ever had an orgasm. And so a lot of women expect men just to be able to give them that orgasm. But really, it's a woman's responsibility. So I would just do a lot of foreplay, because that'll really help her have an orgasm. Like, go down on her, and a lot of women can have orgasms that way on her clitoris. In fact, a lot of women need to have an orgasm first, like a clitoral orgasm, before they can have one during like a G-spot orgasm during sex. So warm her up. And even if it's not oral, whatever you do to warm her up, foreplay, oral sex, give her a massage, will get her turned on and more in the mood and more likely to have more orgasms. But if you just like go ahead and stick it in, like that's probably not going to be the time she's going to have multiples. So target her G-spot or clitoris. You can find the best way to find her G-spot beforehand if you like are going down, or you can use your finger and the come hither motion. I feel like people already like go to my website and Google G-spot location. Yeah.
Sexonly.com.
No one's done the G-spot locator app yet, by the way.
See?
I told Dr. Drew about it. He just laughed. I'm like, yeah, I don't know how it's going to work. and then sex toys are amazing. A lot of women might have toys, and they might not want to tell you that a lot of women just can't have an orgasm with a guy or during intercourse, and there's like little clitoral toys or whatever. Don't be intimidated. She might use that. You might want to use that on her while you're going down on her. You can use your tongue and the vibrator. She can use it during sex. Ask her. She'll probably show you that she has one, but be really cool about it, and then she'll have orgasms. And it's not just because of the toy. It's a combination. It's not going to replace you. Don't be freaked out. And that's what I suggest, Ron. But I think that's great that, you know, if you're in a long-term relationship, let me look. I don't know if you are, but there are, again, there is no sexual position. You got to talk to her and you got to work on it. But women can have multiples. Women can have 10. I've had 10.
It's crazy.
It's crazy.
There was this news story the other guy where the guy who can't stop having orgasms, he would like have 100 plus in a day.
Really?
Yeah.
I heard a woman like this, but yeah, it's kind of a burden. Okay. So it can be. Okay. So I think we're gonna wrap up now.
We do.
Yeah.
Have to wrap up right now.
Oh. Do you not want to? I know. I love you. It's Friday. We got to go party. It was so awesome seeing you.
It was nice seeing you too.
And Menace,
thank you for everyone that always hits me up on Twitter and Instagram, Menace, MENACE, and talk about the show and stuff like that. That's cool.
I know. It is awesome. People love you. They love us. They love us together. We're back together. 10 years. It's almost our 10-year anniversary of doing
the
show. I was thinking we have to do something. Like we used to talk about, remember we were like the 69th show, and then we were like the 169th show, and now it's like 2000 that I've done. Mm-hmm. Can we do something?
Yeah, we can 10 do year, something.
A live show?
A live Let's do show? That.
Yeah.
What do you mean, live show?
We do like a live podcast show somewhere in LA. People are doing that. That's like the trend.
It is the trend.
Do I want to do live? We've never done a live show. Have we? No. We've talked about it. Let's do that.
Okay.
10 University. Done and done. Okay, you're awesome. Thanks, Menace. And everyone, remember, check me out on Facebook, Facebook.com/sexwithemily, and on Twitter and on Instagram. It's all Sex with Emily across the board. And also, come see me in San Diego, October 25th at the Hustle Workshop. What else? I just love you all. And I so appreciate hearing from you. And thanks so much for listening. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. Okay, just like I was talking about earlier, everyone, I've got a product that will change your life. Down Under Comfort, if you have that feeling, it's like anywhere you sweat, that not so fresh feeling, your balls, your lower back, it's for men and for women, boob sweat, underarms. And my friend like uses it when he plays guitar. Like, I mean, it can be used as a dry shampoo. There's all these ways. Men's Health just voted it, like I said, top product that you didn't know that you needed. Down Under Comfort, it smells amazing. It's like a cream to a powder formula. It's kind of to replace that messy talcum powder that you use. And it's just so much better than that. You're going to die. You got to try it. EmilyandTony.com. Use coupon code Emily for 20% off. Check it out. You will love it. Thanks, everyone, for listening.